It's Friday. Hooray!
Yeah, looking forward to the weekend. We don't have very many of these left this summer weekends. We have to try to enjoy them when we can, right?
Get out and get to it. It'll be a nice one this weekend, which is good news.
Yeah, that's
more
nice.
Details on that later on this morning. Speaking of later on this morning, more tickets for this weekend's big championship game, Duluth Harbor Monsters.
We'll give those away to you. The Arena Mania? Is that
Arena Mania, which, I like that. Yeah, it's kind of a neat, catchy name. So I'll be listening for chances to win through the morning this morning to go to the game. Also this morning, Tony, you were telling me that there's a big change coming for a popular thing at the state fair.
The Minnesota State Fair is right around the corner. And one of the most popular things at the state fair is going to see a big increase this year, like a 50% increase.
Jeez.
Pretty significant. We'll talk about that coming up. Plus, everybody's talking about it, the presidential election, but not any of the policies or the name calling. It's who's going to play these people, mainly Tim Walz, on Saturday Night Live.
Because some of these,
like, we've already got a Trump person. We've already got a Kamala impersonator in Maya Rudolph.
Has been doing it. Yep.
But who's going to play Tim Walz? There's some ideas, and one SNL legend said, nah, not going to be me, at least.
I heard a rumor that Tony was being considered.
No, but I do have an idea of somebody that could be considered. An alternate to this person. We'll talk about that coming up this morning, too, as we kick off the weekend. It's Friday morning. Let's Mix 108. Good morning. It is the Morning Brew. It's Tony and Nick. Let's play Song in 60. I got a song in my head. I'm going to try to give some clues to try if we can figure out what the song is. So are you ready to rock on this one?
I'm ready to go.
Okay, here we go. Song in 60 starts right now. Duet. A couple. Unmarried Spanish how about an unmarried Spanish-speaking girl or woman? A title equivalent to Miss.
Senorita?
Yeah. Okay. Couple. Duet.
Is this...
I'm trying to think of some clues of the people.
Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello?
That's it.
I had forgotten the name of that song.
Thank God. Because I'm like, I don't know much else that they were a couple. I don't know any other clues to the individual. So, yes, Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello and Senorita.
Mix 108 Morning Brew. Good morning and happy Friday. State Fair just around the corner. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. What's one of your favorite things to eat or drink at the Minnesota State Fair?
So one thing that I do every single time I go there, besides trying the new foods, I go to the dairy building and I get an ice cream cone.
Oh, I like the dairy building's ice cream cones.
Very good.
Right near there, in fact, I think just right across the street, is the Midwest Dairy Booth. Now, the Midwest Dairy Association represents a bunch of dairy farmers, and every year they show up at the Minnesota State Fair. Since 1955, they've been at the State Fair. They started on Machinery Hill as just a little tent set up, and they've since built a building. They've refurbished a building back in 2004, and it's the, of course, all-you-can-drink milk stand at the Minnesota State Fair. You know how much it was when they first launched? All you can drink milk.
In 1955?
Bottomless glass of milk at the Minnesota State Fair in 1955 cost?
A dime.
Yeah, very good.
Wow. All right.
Not bad. You must have read the article.
I know I didn't.
It's a good guess, though. Yes, dime. It cost a dime for all you can drink milk back in 1955 at the Minnesota State Fair.
Okay.
Recently, like last year and the previous several years, it was $2. $2,
still
$2,
good,
$2.
You know?
Sure. Bottomless. Endless milk all day, especially you go get those bucket of Sweet Martha cookies and sit there and just chug milk nonstop while you eat those.
Yep.
Heaven. With the smell of manure coming from that from the grandstand right there, not across the street, the cow barn. Man, it doesn't get much better than that. But the price of the all-you-can-drink milk will go up this year. You will now pay $3 for that all-you-can-drink milk glass. That includes either a glass of cold 2% white milk or a glass of 1% chocolate milk. Your choice.
Okay. I mean, still $3.
Like I said, still the best deal at the Minnesota State Fair. And it is the only item at the Minnesota State Fair that is like unlimited or the bottomless or all you can
drink,
blank.
Whatever. Yeah.
So, so $3, still a good deal. If you can manage to keep that terrible glass they give you intact for the day, can you like bring your own glass? I wonder. Like,
that
if you can
bring like a.
Yeah, I want to look into the details because that's always the problem. I always get it early in the day.
Sure.
And enjoy like some chocolate. I'm like, oh, you can drink chocolate milk for $2?
Sure.
I'll come back to this all day. But I always end up crushing the glass. I think you could maybe get a new one and ask for a new one.
Maybe.
I don't know. Anyways, so there you go. If you're heading to the fair this year, be prepared to pay at least $1 more for the all-you-can-drink milk. And God knows everything else will probably go up in price, too. So cheese curds will probably be, you know, twice as much as well.
There is that. But still, at $3, that's got to be probably one of the cheapest things you're getting at the state fair.
I can't think of anything cheaper, yeah.
Because food items are at least $6, you would think, $5, $6.
Pickles, like $7 at the fair. Yeah. So hit up the Mix 108 app or go to Mix108.com if you want to learn more about the price increase at the Minnesota State Fair this year.
Nick's Nonsense on a Friday morning. So we head to, north of the border, Ontario, where the premier, who's like the kind of the Canadian version of the governor of the province of Ontario.
All right.
So Doug Ford, you might recognize the.
Doug Ford.
The last name. He's a relative of another Ford.
Rob Ford?
Yeah. Remember him?
That's amazing. One of my favorite politicians that's not an American of all time. Yeah, he was like the coked out, crazy, like
wild guy.
Mayor.
One of the eastern
something. Yeah,
towns in Ontario, I believe. Anyway, so his relative Doug Ford. I think they're brothers.
Just go to YouTube and look for videos of Rob Ford.
Okay, please,
you will laugh
later on this morning. You'll get laughs. So his I think it's his brother Doug.
Yeah. It is, yes, I looked it up.
Made a media statement recently. So there's been some problems at a provincial park, which is, again, the equivalent of a state park.
Uh-huh.
So there's a beach in this provincial park where there have been some reports of people setting up tents to hide the fact that they're number-twoing into holes in the sand of the beach.
So they're setting up a tent for the intent purpose
of going to the bathroom.
On the beach.
Yes.
Why?
So that's part of the deal. He's like, we don't have any proof of this. So there was a social media rumor that popped up. I mean, they could probably try digging some proof up.
Yeah. You think it? Yeah, okay.
But apparently they have not done this. But so during this media statement, he
wants the job.
Well, yeah, hey, no
Nick,
kidding.
Got a job for you today.
Oh, that would be the worst. Go out there with a pitchfork trying to... A big kitty litter scoop. Anyway, sorry for that visual. So Ford spoke on a number of different elements with this thing because the media was asking questions about what to do about the situation. He basically was saying, look, this is a social media rumor that has popped up. We don't have any proof that this is for real. He was kind of going on about how social media things will get going without any real evidence. Sometimes like somebody will say something and people will believe it and, you know, it builds steam. And that's kind of what he's suggesting is going on. He further went on to explain that a bunch of money from the province was given to the park to do some updates and renovations and potentially be used to maybe add some bathrooms to the beach area and stuff like that.
That might be a good idea.
$700,000. But there was one line toward the end of his speech. So he was talking about how, you know, we don't know if this is true. And kind of like wrapping up all of his thoughts that I explained.
Yeah.
And then at the tail end of his speech, he had this to say.
I think people are respectful enough that, folks, don't be pooping on the beach. Simple as that, man.
I mean, it doesn't
get much simpler than that. I mean, you would think that's a pretty
common sense. I mean, really, just...
Folks, don't be pooping on the beach. Simple as that, man. I mean,
that needs to be on a t-shirt right there. On the beach. Okay, well, that's good advice.
And that's really good advice for not only for Ontario, not only for this beach, but really anywhere.
Everybody, just
consider that the next time you're at the beach.
Folks, don't be pooping on the beach. Simple as that.
You got it.
Take Mr. Ford's advice. All right, we're going to see what's trending at the top in a couple minutes here in Mix It Away. Good morning and happy Friday.
Live from the Mix 108 studio in downtown Duluth, this is KBMX-FM, Proctor Duluth Superior, a Town Square media station.
7:03 on a Friday morning. It's 54 degrees right now. We're going to warm up about 10 degrees. 64 is what the forecasted high for the Twin Ports area is today.
Could use an extra 10 degrees on that.
We'll get through this weekend.
Okay, good.
Breezy, mostly cloudy. Chance of showers later today. Get into something that could be kind of interesting for tonight, tomorrow night, maybe. Rest of the forecast, though, mostly sunny, so we'll see some sunnier conditions. Still breezy and around 70 on Saturday. Sunday, sunny, 77. Nice end of the week. What you wished for. And then we start the new week around 80. Some sunny conditions.
Oh, not bad, huh?
So the thing I mentioned to you that could be interesting for the next couple nights.
Yes, please do tell. Should I flee the city?
Maybe not flee, but maybe. Okay, you can flee. Just you. So I'm hoping these rain shower chances we get. So northeastern Minnesota, the Arrowhead, the Twin Ports region is probably going to be the cloudier part of Minnesota anyway.
Right.
Which is kind of a bummer because we're getting what I've coined as a double whammy sky event this weekend.
Whammy!
We mentioned this yesterday that the Perseid meteor shower peaks this weekend. Yeah. Sunday is like the actual peak, but tonight, tomorrow, Sunday, and then the next couple days it kind of starts to tail off.
Once a year, right?
Yeah, every year it starts in July, goes all the way through the beginning of September, but the peak is usually sometime in mid-August. So at most, up to like 100 meteors an hour. And the best viewing time there is before sunrise, like early in the morning before sunrise.
Yeah.
But you'll see plenty through the course of the night. But on top of that, this whole weekend, there's a chance at some northern lights as well.
Oh, you don't say.
Yeah, so there's the other part of the double whammy.
Wow.
Which the odds of that are looking decent for, depending on the cloud situation, tonight and tomorrow night. So tomorrow night really is looking like the northern lights chances might not be as strong, but will be clearer conditions. So tomorrow night might be the better night to go out if you're looking to do so. But if you want to be a little adventurous and hope for the best on clouds, or if you are away, if you're planning on heading away like central Minnesota, northwestern Minnesota, like there you got better chances of seeing.
You plan to flee the cities.
Yeah, exactly. So if you want to learn a little bit more about viewing tips, especially where to look with the meteor shower, things like that, all the details on our website and mobile app. But
it looks like the moon isn't very bright this weekend.
That's another detail is actually the moon sets. I believe sometime before midnight through the weekend, which actually adds to all of that as well. Nice. Forgot about that little detail. But so that means it's going to be darker sky, which means better viewing for both of those other two things.
Wow. I can't wait to check it out. Yeah. There should be some incredible pictures from you on Sunday morning.
Well, yeah.
No expectations.
Well, Saturday night I'm busy.
So there's always time to jump in the woods and grab some pictures.
I'm just hoping tonight, that's like I said, tonight is my night. I'm hoping the clouds can break up enough.
So you can go find a nice little secluded place somewhere.
Just streaks surrounded across the by sky wolves. And northern lights. I have that wolf sneaking up behind me like I told you about yesterday. Coming up this morning, more chances to win. Speaking of tomorrow night, Harbor Monsters playing in their championship game. First ever league championship, and they are hosting it.
I tell you what, brother, I got good vibes about tomorrow night. I think the team's going to win tomorrow night. We're gonna call it Title Town, brother.
Wow.
Title Town.
All right. Well, yes. We got some tickets. You can go be part of the action. Cheer the team on to victory. Be listening for that chance to win through the morning this morning here in Mixinoy. Mix, what a morning brew. Good morning, happy Friday. We're getting ready to wrap up the Olympic Games. Closing ceremonies this weekend.
Ooh.
Are you going to miss it?
Yeah, I kind of enjoy watching the Olympics. I mean, I get it. It'd eventually get old after a while. But, another week could be
high. You haven't gotten enough yet, is what you're saying.
I haven't got my fill. I still haven't seen breakdancing yet. Oh. I don't think that starts till today. I did look it up.
Okay.
I don't think it's actually happened yet.
So you were right when you guessed that it might be like one of the finale events. Apparently you were right. So, when I say sports drink, Tony, what's the thing that comes
sports
to mind?
Sports drink?
Yeah, like...
Well, I mean, my instant gut reaction is Gatorade.
Yep. Or like a Powerade or, some sort of electrolyte replenishing beverage. So, there are some athletes at the Olympic Games who have been drinking Coca-Cola.
Okay, that's fine.
And they're doing it not to replenish electrolytes or, sugar or anything like that, caffeine. Get the caffeine fix. They're doing it because, well, you've heard about the swimming situation with concerns about E. coli
in the river. Yes, in the Amazon River.
You're not right? going to say the actual name.
No, just because I think it's funny to say the Amazon. It's just a, you know.
All right, fair enough. I'm just kidding. Thought I was in a trap into saying it.
Is it the sign?
Sane, I think. Something like that. Anyway, so there have been concerns.
See, it's easier to call it the Amazon River.
Sure. Different continent.
So no, using like French words, it's just easier to call it Amazon.
A different continent.
Call it the Mississippi.
There you go. Yeah. The Parisian
Mississippi.
Yes, we'll go with that. So there's been concerns about E. coli and bacteria in the water for some of the swimming events.
It's nasty. It's been nasty for hundreds of years.
And so with that being the case, apparently some Olympians, and they one of them actually said, Google it. It says the internet says it works, which I don't know if you want to believe everything you see on the internet. But
everything's true.
But there are a number of athletes that media outlets have talked to that have said they'll drink some Coca-Cola to try to clear themselves out of any bacteria they may have ended up ingesting.
Yeah, I don't know that I'd want that as a. It's the old, like, if you need to, like, clean, like, a penny or something like that, put it in Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Acid will eat away on it, you know?
So, what's funny about
is this the same principle that the
That's the thought process that these athletes, and apparently whatever internet website that these guys are referring to, that's what they say, is the acidity will take care of the bugs. Well,
I'm not sure about that.
I'm glad that you say that.
They got drugs for that.
Well, exactly. So they're one of the media outlets who heard about this. Yeah. These athletes that have been saying, oh, yeah, we're just, you know, drink Coca-Cola. They talked to a gastroenterologist who said, actually, a normal healthy person's stomach is more acidic than Coke is. So.
Oh, well, yeah.
I mean.
That's a pretty obvious thing, right?
Exactly.
Our stomach is full of acid.
They also go on to talk about other factors, you know, what you're.
Huh.
Potentially, you know, because you're drinking a bunch of sugar and whatever. And not to say that,
that's probably the worst.
Yeah. So this gut expert is saying, I don't know if that's such a great idea. I don't know if that's the right answer. But some of these athletes apparently are swearing by it. And I'm sure Coca-Cola is loving it because they're like, yeah, even though they're probably not jumping behind it as saying they're an energy. They're not saying they're an athletic beverage. They're, you know, but they're not hating the press, if you will. I was because I know I don't know if you haven't seen you. Okay, you got a Diet Dr. Pepper. I know that you're either over the years have been a Diet Coke fan.
Oh yeah, I think I actually have a bottle of Diet Coke too today.
Okay,
I mixed it up today. A little one of each.
Fancy.
I got to clean out some river contaminants.
Yes.
And I have to,
Yeah. So you're drinking a sports beverage. One. You didn't even know it, Tony.
I know. How about that? Well, I am sporty.
Well, you are absolutely
sporty spice for a reason.
Coming up later on this morning, chance to win some Harbor Monsters tickets. Stick around for the chance to win. Go to the big game tomorrow night at the Deck Arena.
Nice.
Good morning. It's Mix 108. Mix 108 Morning Brew on a Friday morning. It's Nick Cooper and Tony Hart. And this Sunday is the third annual Bloody Bash, a fun event that also sets out to raise money for a very important charitable cause. We've got Dave Colquist in to talk about the event and the cause this morning. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning.
Appreciate having you in. So let's talk a little bit about the Bloody Bash and also what we're doing to raise money for here.
Yeah, so I'm excited. You know, this is the third year of the Bloody Bash, and my first year I get to volunteer. I've been out of town, so it's been a great event for the last 2 years. Something new. Corey and his wife, Whitney, came and said, hey, we're going to try this. And I was a little reserved. I thought, boy, Sunday, Bloody Marys, I'm not so sure, but it went off outstanding, and it's continued to grow. I think they had about 700 people there last year, raised $24,000 for ALS, so it's a great event. We got a lot of volunteers, the Northwoods Band, Hunter and the guys are out there who are big supporters of Never Surrender. They perform for the Blackwoods Blizzard Tour, and they do the Bloody Mary Bash. So they've been really good and big supporters.
And that's something that with the Northwoods Band and all the different people that have been showing up to this event, it's awesome to see how people have really embraced the event for what it is, but also for the fundraising component for Never Surrender. Let's talk a little bit for people that don't know what that's about. What is Never Surrender all about?
Never Surrender is a local group of volunteers, and started my brother Kevin was diagnosed back in 1995, and a bunch of us got together and started raising money. And it's been 30 years, and when we got started, Ken Turbick from the Minnesota Twins lost his father, was very involved, and we were very simply out to raise money and help people. not employed people, were run by volunteers, and it's really grown through the years. And just excited to be part of it and a volunteer of all the many events we have going on throughout the North Hunt.
Absolutely. So looking back to the event this weekend, which is going on from Sunday from 11 to 4, we've been saying as we've been talking about it through the summer, rain or shine is looking very much like shine for this Sunday.
Yeah, boy.
Looks great.
Yeah, we got great forecast weather last year. We were kind of looking at it. Storms scheduled, where this year they're saying now it looks sunny, 78 degrees. So it looks perfect. So we're excited about having a great day.
Yeah, it's going to be a fantastic time. As you mentioned, the Northwoods Band is playing. There's going to be Bloody Marys to sample. So the fun, the event side of this whole thing is we've got a whole pile of Bloody Marys from different businesses around the area to sample. I know we've got places like Pike Lake Golf and Beach Club. We've got Pizza Luce. Of course, Skyline's going to have one, Boreal House. Just some of the ones that are going to have Bloodies there to vote on based on two different categories. Best tasting and best presented.
Yep.
And then, of course, we've got the snits, the chasers to go along with that, too, and a bunch of different ones that are going to be there, too.
Yeah, I think he has 8 different breweries that are taking part in it this year. There's trophies, so it's very competitive, and they take it very serious, so it's a neat deal.
They really do. I know that every year when we get down to the announcing the winners, there's a lot of anticipation and a lot of cheering when we find out who the winners are, and all the businesses love the support and the appreciation that they get from everybody showing up and saying, this was my favorite.
Absolutely, and they take pride in it, and their staff is there, and they're putting on their best Bloody Mary that they can for the day. And so it's competitive, it's fun, and at the end of the day, we're helping people throughout the Northland, people with ALS.
Exactly. So tickets, of course, will be available at the door if you want to go. But if you can save some money by getting them ahead of time.
Yes, SkylineSocialAndGame.com. You can go on. They're $25 prior to the event, $35 at the door. You can do it either way. And the weather looks great, so we're going to have a great event.
Grab some friends and join us down at the Bloody Bash again. It's 11 to 4 this Sunday. Dave, really appreciate your time this morning. Looking forward to Sunday.
Thank you. Thanks for all you guys do.
Absolutely. Music on the way for you soon. We're going to hear from Miley Cyrus, Dua Lipa, and more coming up here in Mix It Away. Good morning. Mix What Away Morning Brew. Good morning and happy Friday. So one of the things that can be kind of fun about election season is what Saturday Night Live does with election coverage, because that's been a tradition for many, 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 many years.
Right. So, like, recently, wasn't it Alec Baldwin who did some Trump for a while?
Yep.
And then now they got a new guy that does Trump, one of the, like, this regular cast member versus a celebrity.
Right.
And for Kamala Harris, they have
Maya Rudolph has
played an excellent
Harris
throughout the years.
Sure.
But who's going to play Walls?
Yeah.
Who's going to play maybe J.D. Vance?
So those are because we need to figure that out. We don't have anybody that's kind of in mind. We don't have anybody.
But the internet blew up after the announcement of Tim Walls as Harris's vice presidential running candidate, that Steve Martin, SNL legend, should play Governor Tim Walls.
Could see an argument to be made for that.
Now, Tim Wall or the LA Times reached out to Steve Martin.
Okay.
And Steve Martin confirmed, it is a fact that Lorne Michaels did call.
Really?
To talk to Steve about playing Tim Walls.
Okay.
Now, Steve Martin says that he could tell that even Lorne Michaels wanted Steve Martin to say no, but I mean, anybody that knows the work of Steve Martin knows that Steve Martin is not an impressionist. That's not what he does.
Right.
And he admitted that, and Lorne Michaels admitted it in the phone call. Steve Martin said the only reason why people are picking me because I have gray hair and glasses, which is probably a point.
Fair. Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. So he said, find somebody else. And it's a big time commitment, too. Like, if you play the role once, you're kind of expected to play it.
At least for the year, the season, election cycle, and potentially longer.
Longer, yeah, for sure. So he declined the role.
Okay.
He declined the role. So now who? I think Danny DeVito would be great for the role. Danny DeVito might be kind of fun for the role, don't you think?
Do you think he can do a less Jersey accent, a less New Yorker, that East Coast accent?
Sure.
Because that's a part of it.
Maybe not. One of our coworkers, Dave, here, did a blog of some suggestions about who should play Tim Walls. He suggests Jim Gaffigan. Jim Gaffigan. I think the personality is there, but I don't know that the look is necessarily there. I suppose they could, you know, put some makeup and a wig on him or whatever.
Yeah,
but
they need to do some work there. I also like, because one thing about Governor Walz is he's got that kind of gravelly voice. And I don't know that Gaffigan has that going for him.
We discussed this yesterday. I saw an old picture of Tim Walz. Like maybe when he was running for Congress or something, it was like a video. It was like actually a video of him like in a diner talking to voters. Right. And he had kind of the raggedy kind of rough suit on, unbuttoned shirt, like a tie kind of hanging down. And I'm like, oh, my God. And he was a little heavier then. He was a little heavier back then.
Sure.
He's lost some weight since he's become governor. But I was like, oh, my God, he looks like Chris Farley.
Yeah.
And if anybody remembers who Chris, you know, if you don't know who Chris Farley was, he was on SNL for years. He's done a bunch of movies, Tommy Boy and whatever, but he's now since died.
Yep.
But I was like, oh my God, he would have been older by now. He would have had the gray hair probably. Yep. He would have been a perfect Tim Walz, I think.
You know, it's funny you say that. So I happened to catch an interview earlier this week after the announcement that Governor Walz was going to be joining the campaign. Al Franken did an interview, I think, on CNN.
Of course, another Saturday Night Live alumni.
Yeah, so he's got deep ties to the show, and he was asked who should play Tim Walz on SNL. And
how did he say Chris?
He did say if he was still with us, Chris Farley would be a great choice.
Perfect choice. Like, you should just search out an old video. I mean, he almost looks like the character that Chris Farley played, like the Matt Foley. Living in a van down by the river.
Oh.
Like, he looked exactly like that character. And that's why I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Chris Farley, you need to be alive so you can play this role. But
if only.
September 29th is when the new season of SNL premieres. So we'll find out then.
Okay.
I will say that David did come up with what I think is a fantastic choice to play J.D. Vance.
Oh,
I saw it and I was like, oh my God, yeah, that is perfect.
I haven't seen it yet.
You haven't seen it?
No.
Let me just show you the picture.
Yes.
And I'll tell you, Zach Galifianakis.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
You see it?
Yeah.
And dude's funny. So I was like, okay, that might be funny.
Yeah.
Of course, Zach was in the Hangover movies.
Right.
Doesn't he do some... He does a bunch of
comedy
type stuff. But anyways, I was like, yep, that's perfect.
Yep.
7402-MIX is our phone number. Who do you think should play, like, Tim Walz on Saturday Night Live? Any celebrity?
Yeah,
who I'm do you not think down with be? Jim Gaffigan. I'm kind of meh on that.
Yeah, no.
I like Danny DeVito as a choice.
That's funny.
He's a little short, though.
Yeah.
I mean, Tim isn't, like, tall by any means, but... Danny DeVito standing next to Maya Rudolph might look kind of funny. But I guess that would be the point of it, right?
Yeah, you'd have to just lean into it and have fun with it.
The point of it, but 7402-MIX is our phone number, or you can hit us up through the Mix 108 app.
Live from the Mix 108 studio in downtown Duluth, this is KBMX-FM, Proctor, Duluth, Superior, a Town Square Media station.
8:04 on a Friday morning. It's 56 degrees right now downtown Duluth, and we're going to see a high today in the mid-60s. Cloud-sun mix, leaning kind of on the cloudier side, and also, there we go, some rain chances in the later parts of the day and into the evening. Mentioned I'm hoping for some clearing in those cloudy conditions later on because, of course, the double whammy, the Northern Lights chances and the meteor shower,
wow.
The Perseid meteor shower tonight and tomorrow night could be good. Tomorrow, better chance of seeing those things as we see clearer conditions. Temperatures around 70, mostly sunny, breezy, and cloudy. A few clouds tomorrow night, but not nearly as cloudy as tonight is supposed to be. Sunday, 77, sunny, beautiful day to wrap up the weekend. Then we start off the new week, mostly sunny and near 80 both days. Quick heads up, by the way, yesterday the National Weather Service put out a note saying that today, Friday, there's a notable chance of waterspouts on Lake Superior.
Really?
Yeah.
How did they, like, forecast that out?
So, the way that they often form is get some breezy conditions where the air temperature is cool and the water temperature is relatively warm. Mm-hmm. And then you end up in a situation where you get some water spouts. And so they put out a note yesterday saying that there is a 10 to 20% chance of water spouts in Western Lake Superior, which includes areas along the North Shore, the South Shore. They're what they call fair weather water spouts.
Fair weather.
Which are not necessarily dangerous as like a tornadic water spout would be, which those are associated with severe storms.
See, that's what I was thinking. Like, they don't, well, I guess they do give like tornado warnings.
They do. Or watches. And they'll say watches. But so the non-tornadic ones, the fair weather ones, they do say, well, they're not quite as destructive and dangerous. They still could cause damage. So they're warning folks, if you're going to be on the water today. Like, if you were in your boat, ran into a water spout, those winds get going. That could be a problem.
Yeah.
Or if they start heading towards shore, they do say, you might want to take shelter. But if you do see one, they're asking folks to try to catch pictures or video. Send them in to the National Weather Service. Thank you for that. Was so worth the effort, Tony. He gets this look on his face like, hold on. Hold on.
You went into teacher Nick mode, so I had to like get my teacher Nick mode sound effect ready.
That was so worth it.
I apologize.
That's okay.
Childish today.
No. That was good. Coming up, a chance to win some tickets to the Duluth Harbor Monsters, their championship game. They're playing in the championship this Saturday. All
let's
the marbles.
Go. Big win. I see it in the future. Big W.
Okay. All right.
Title town, here we come.
You want to be there for the fun? Listen in. Couple chances to win tickets this hour. So listen in. You'll be heading to the game tomorrow. Music on the way for you in a bit from Noah Kahan. Sabrina Carpenter now. It's Mix 108. Good morning. Mix 108 Morning Brew. Good morning and happy Friday. Nick Cooper and Tony Hart with you here. And Tony, you got the chance to go check something out.
They had a little preview thing, a little pink party last night for the new Barbie exhibit at the deck. And I took my daughter to go check it out, and it was pretty cool. They got hundreds of Barbie dolls.
Okay.
From they had the first Barbie doll there to current Barbie dolls from like the movie that just came out.
Okay.
They have the like full size Barbie car, bright metallic pink.
I did see you in a picture or two in the car, which looked pretty cool.
Yep, I posed in the car as well.
Very nice.
And they got a bunch of photo opportunities, including the Barbie boxes. They got a Ken box, some other little photo like sets, if you will. But
yeah,
it really just kind of walks you through the history of Barbie, the different kinds, the different trends that they've tried throughout the year. And one of my favorite things was they got these little like TVs kind of throughout the exhibit.
Okay.
And like from different eras. And they play like Barbie commercials. So you can see like early 50s Barbie commercials. And then there's like a 60s looking TV. And then they had like 60s Barbie's commercials, et cetera, et cetera.
Sure.
So you could kind of see different Barbie commercials and TV ads throughout the year and appearances. So I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
What else? Well, it's neat though. My daughter had a really good time.
When I saw that they announced it here, I don't know, weeks ago, whatever it was. One of the things that I thought was really neat is obviously there's a museum-esque portion of it. Like you said, a lot of history of dolls from the years.
There's a lot of reading. I mean, if you choose to do a lot of reading, you can.
But at the same time, there's also a lot of just like taking the spectacle, and there were some life-size photo ops, like the car, for example. And I think there was some other stuff, too, that I remember reading about.
Yeah. Well, there's like a little living room set, kind of.
Right.
Of course, the boxes, I think, are the kind of the funnest thing. But,
yeah.
It's kind of a cool one of those cool things where a lot of people were dressed up. And it'll probably be an exhibit like that where people will have their Barbie outfits on or, lots of pink walking through the exhibit.
Sure.
That type of thing. But, yeah, it was pretty cool. I enjoyed the exhibit. I fully recommend. If you're a Barbie fan, you won't be disappointed, I don't think.
So you
mentioned it'll take you about an hour, maybe.
Okay.
I mean, you can just kind of peruse through the hall. There's no like hard like path you have to follow or anything like that.
Wander around. Okay, that's fine.
I mean, it's set up in a way where you can go chronologically if you want to.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. If you're someone who wants to do that, you don't have to, though, for it sounds
like.
It's kind
of crazy to see the difference in just, like, Barbie's face throughout the years. Like, early Barbie, and then, like, you know. I think somebody pointed it out to me. The Bratz point. Like, you could really see Barbie's face kind of change when the Bratz dolls became super popular.
Uh-huh.
So it looked kind of a more modern. And then it kind of changed again. I don't know. It's kind of interesting that way to kind of see how they've changed the look of Barbie throughout the years. And let's not forget there is some Ken dolls as well.
Well, yeah. That's I know one of the things.
Not a lot, but there are some Ken dolls.
That's, you know, there would. I know that. Well, you shared. I think you shared a picture of the introduction of Ken.
Yeah. They have a little. Yeah. Ken arrives.
Yep.
And the little Ken exhibit, and then there's some other Ken dolls throughout the exhibit. But like I said, it was fun. I enjoyed my experience through the Barbie exhibit at the deck. It runs for quite a while.
So I was going to say, so you got to check out, you said a preview event. Things open up for the public. I'm trying to remember.
I want to say that it's already opened up to the public. Yeah, I think it opened on the 6th.
Okay.
It goes through September 22nd, and it's at Pelucci Hall. So, I didn't notice this, but Rose picked this out, that they actually even repainted the doors to Pelucci Hall Barbie pink.
Really?
That's kind of fun.
That's a neat touch. I should bump it back up again. There's a story that I wrote about this weeks ago with when they announced it on the Mix mobile app, mix808.com. You're going to, I assume, put a little review together as well?
Yeah, I'll slap some photos up, and you can see photos of me in Barbie's Ultra Vet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looking good.
Yep. Looking good. My Ken box looking good. But yeah, I'll share some pictures in my written review if you want to take a look at that a little bit later on and share it with your friends and family. If you want more information about the exhibit, you can go to deck.org.
In my hands, Tony.
Yes.
What you got? I have.
Speaking of the deck.
3-4 packs of tickets.
Oh, nice.
To this Saturday's Harbor Monsters game. Championship game.
The big one.
The big one. All the marbles for the trophy. They're taking on the Iowa Woo.
Let's go.
And if you'd like to go, we'll give you a chance to win a little bit. So stick around. It's Mix 108 Morning Brew. Good morning.
He has them in his hands.
He's
like very dramatically holding them, by the way.
The only person that can see is you, but they're in my hands.
I'm holding them in my face. Here they are. Do you want
Somebody's
them?
Getting them later on this morning. Stick around. Mix 108 Morning Brew on a Friday morning, and very exciting. Tomorrow, Duluth's new football team is hosting the championship game. Now, they're taking on the Iowa Woo.
Woo!
Woo! Sorry. So, what's interesting about this whole situation is the Woo, to date, have won 2 games this season. They won one regular season game.
Mm-hmm.
And then they won in the playoffs this last weekend to get to the championship against Kansas City. The only regular season game that they won, Tony, was against the Duluth Harbor Monsters.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Isn't it interesting? So they're taking on each other again. I think that out of the games, they won like 2 out of 3 or something like that.
Oh, nice.
So the Monsters have the edge, if you will.
Right.
Better record. They were the Monsters were the second best team in the league behind Kansas City. And they're going to be hosting the big game this weekend. It is tomorrow night at 7. And so it's kind of league history is being made. It's the first ever championship game. And
I think we're gonna win, and it's going to be... We can officially rename Duluth Title Town.
You think so?
Yeah, baby.
You're very confident in this. I like that.
I am very confident in a W this weekend.
Confident guy. All right. Well, I'm hoping for the best, and I'm sure a lot of other people out there are as well, because you know it's fun to take pride in your local teams. So I have in my hands.
What do you got in your hands?
A stack of tickets for tomorrow's game.
Okay.
Got 3-4 packs.
3-4 packs.
And so
you and a friend, the whole family, whatever
you want to do.
Check out the game for free.
If you want to go cheer on the Harbor Monsters to a championship victory, Call in now. 7402-MIX. We don't make anybody do anything, Tony.
No, just call
just
in.
Just call in.
We got a load of tickets, so let's just blow them out.
Let's
and
do it.
Make it easy for people on a Friday to go enjoy this first championship won in Duluth.
There you go. The start of, like you said, Title Town.
Arena Town Champ.
Arena Town.
Obviously, there's been championships won in town before by other teams.
Right, exactly. But the next team to win a championship.
The next team, yes.
All right. 7402-MIX, the number to call in. Win yourself a four-pack of tickets for tomorrow night's Arena League Championship. They call it Arena Mania, by the way, which is
Arena Mania.
Pretty wild name. So if you want to go to Arena Mania, get on the phone, give us a buzz, and we'll get you some tickets to go to the game. Good morning and happy Friday. It's the Mix 108 Morning Brew. Mix 108 Morning Brew on a Friday morning. So something to think about. We take the weekend, think about this, and then let us know on our mobile app or on Facebook. So Monday apparently is Middle Child Day.
Yes, we celebrate the middle child in families, middle children on... I suppose there could be multiple middle children.
Right. Yeah, one where there's always, there's an oldest, there's a youngest.
And then whatever's
in the middle.
It could be one, two, three.
I would argue probably the grouping, the forgotten one of the bunch.
The middle children.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of the point of the day.
Right.
Say the point of the day is to bring... You know, spotlight to the middle children because they're always the forgotten ones.
Right.
They're always the ones in the middle. Right? Yeah,
exactly.
I don't know. I'm an only child, so I don't know these things.
So you've got that perspective. I'm the oldest, so I've got that perspective.
So we want to hear a bunch of different perspectives on
this.
Like, especially for middle children. Like, do you feel like you are the forgotten children? You can hit up our Facebook page. We got a nice little discussion going on there. Or send us some audio using the Mix 108 app. We got the little open mic there. You can just record a message at some point over the weekend, maybe with your siblings.
Yeah. Oh, they'd
be
even
better. Get together with your siblings and just have a group conversation.
Or here's another thought.
Yeah.
So adult siblings, that'd be one thing, but also maybe parents of kids, all the kids are at home. Oh, get their take on it.
Put them on the couch and ask them which one do they think has it better amongst the three or four kids.
I would love to hear that. So whatever you want to do, whether you want to join it on Facebook or our mobile app, or maybe call us up on Monday, we're going to have this conversation on the holiday. I wanted to, kind of start that conversation now. So get your wheels spinning a little bit over the weekend.
I'm also curious about the dynamics of, like, as the more children there are, what's the dynamics within the middle children?
Sure.
Like, we all know the first and the last, how they kind of fare generally in the ranking. But is there a set, like, let's say if there's six kids.
What are the four middle ones?
Is there a ranking within the four middle ones then?
Sure.
Is there one that really has it the worst amongst the middle children? Is there even a finer way we can distill this down a little
right.
bit? Distill this down. I'm sorry.
Wow.
Yeah. Very.
I'm wondering if we could distill this down.
What are you doing?
Fine point.
But anyway, so there's a lot of different things to bring up about this topic. So I'm interested to hear a lot of different perspectives. So like we said, hit up the app or go to the Facebook page and join the conversation there. Or just join us on Monday morning like you do every morning.
Yeah.
And we could chat about it on Monday, but it should be a kind of a fun conversation, I think.
We'll hash it out then.
We had a bunch of different perspectives just in this room.
We do.
Yeah.
And if we start, sampling the building.
The office, I'm sure we'll have some more interesting.
Get a lot of takes on that. So be sure to join us for Monday's conversation. So lots going on this weekend. Looking forward to seeing everyone out at the Bloody Bash on Sunday. Come on, see
Karaoke on Saturday night.
Oh, yeah. That too.
We all got to get our shameless plugs in on a Friday.
I'm trying to help a charity here.
Okay. You help your charity.
Okay.
I'll take a break.
All right. Fair enough.
Yes, the Bloody Bash. I actually, I want to come to this because I haven't experienced one yet. And I do love me some Bloody Marys.
You're going to be able to sample a bunch of great ones. So again, 11 to 4 Sunday and a chance to win some Billie Eilish tickets there while you're there as well. Stop by the Mix 108 booth and it'll be a good time. But yeah. Tony's singing karaoke tomorrow night, too.
So. I'm not singing. I'm hosting. Hosting karaoke night.
If enough people cheer for Tony to sing, would you sing?
Maybe.
Okay.
You got to get a big crowd there, though.
Crowd?
Yeah, you got to get a crowd there.
Crowd? Big cheer crowd. Tony on.
Okay.
When I was there, when I filled in for you a couple weeks ago, we had the whole bar chanting.
Sing?
USA! USA! Oh, nice. It was randomly because of a song that somebody sang.
Which one? Because there's a couple that generally pop up.
Toby Keith.
Yeah, the Toby Keith. Put a boot in there.
Yeah. The bartenders were like, are you holding a rally in there? Are you running for office? No, I'm not. But
yeah, things can get a little crazy there sometimes. Yeah,
it's a good time. It's a good time.
Irish Brew Pub Saturday night. Starting at 10:30, it's karaoke or karaoke.
Yes.
However you pronounce it, there's a debate on that, I guess.
Either way, it's a good time. So go see Tony Saturday night and hang out with me on Sunday. All right, we'll kick off your workday, 108 minutes commercial free. That's all brought to you by The Beard, Nicolay Law, and nicolaylaw.com. That's next. You're at Mix 108.